This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Thursday, April 18th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Iowa-based Hy-Vee is continuing its growth plans in Indiana. The grocery retailer announced Wednesday that it plans to acquire the Strack and Van Til food market chain headquartered in the northwest Indiana town of Highland. Hy-Vee is not disclosing the purchase price for the acquisition, but said the deal would add 22 stores to its more than 550 retail business units. When the acquisition is complete, Hy-Vee said Strack and Van Til will operate as a subsidiary, maintaining its brand name. A spokesperson added in an email to Inside Indiana Business that Strack and Van Til's CEO Jeff Strack and his management team will remain in place and no jobs will be affected by the deal. The acquisition is expected to close in early May. A potential Bloomington student housing development could add 441 units with 1,143 bedrooms to the city's sparse housing stock following the demolition of about two dozen single-family homes and buildings with low-income units. The Bloomington Plan Commission unanimously approved the site plan, but the project still requires more city approvals. The owner of Wish TV in Indianapolis failed to show evidence that a pair of television distributors racially discriminated against him in declining to pay retransmission fees to carry Wish and sister station WNDY-TV, according to a Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals ruling Tuesday, affirming a lower court's decision. The court ruled that when Dish and DirecTV Network declined to pay broadcast fees to Circle City Broadcasting for rights to carry the company's two indie-based television stations, that decision did not reflect discrimination against Circle City's majority owner, Dewan McCoy, who is a black man, or the company itself. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's growth. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
New ownership is looking to bring new life to a historic building in Terre Haute's 12 Points neighborhood. Our partners at WTWO-TV report that not-for-profit group 12 Points Revitalization has acquired Harmony Hall with plans for revitalization. President Jennifer Mullen said any future plans will be a collaborative effort among community stakeholders.
We have a heavy arts community in Terre Haute, and I think they would add a lot of value to those discussions, so we're looking forward to those discussions to see what can possibly come out of it.
12 Points' next step will be to assess the building's structural needs and address any issues that arise. Mullen said she expects to announce future plans for the venue in the coming months. The building, formerly known as Garfield Theater, was last owned by the not-for-profit singing group Banks of the Wabash Chorus. The South Korean Ministry of Trade, Industry, and Energy announced this month that Purdue University is one of five U.S. higher education institutions to be designated an overseas partnership institution for global technology cooperation. Purdue said it will serve as a formal academic partner to, quote, foster and promote joint research and development opportunities in critical technology sectors, end quote. The government of Korea is expected to provide $2.3 million to establish the Purdue Korea Center of Operation and Research for industry advancement. The news comes in the same month that South Korea-based semiconductor chipmaker SK Hynix announced plans for a $4 billion advanced packaging fabrication and R&D facility for microelectronics at the Purdue Research Park. Fairbanks Foundation CEO Claire Fidian Green is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.